con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Folks, welcome into the early line for Friday. What a night it was on Thursday. I'm Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh. Over the next 2 hours, we will take you through what happened last night, set the table for Friday, and also what we are looking forward to on this weekend's action. And as always, we start the show off with the 7-7. And of course, we are going to go back to the NBA, the National Basketball Association, last night. Game two of the NBA Finals, and as we're taking a look at the final score, another double-digit victory by the Phoenix Suns, 118-108 over the Milwaukee Bucks. A lot to digest over this basketball game as well. A few more segments, we will get into it in depth, but let's take a look on the outset. What did we anticipate was going to happen in this game between the Bucks and the Suns? Giannis Antetokounmpo getting about 35 minutes in game one. We thought he would be healthier for game two, which he was, logging 40 minutes. How about this? 15 of 22 from the field. Only 1 of 5 from three-point range. But does his usual free throw, 11 of 18. So over 50%. Seems like a win here, right? Seems like you get a really good game out of Giannis. And oh yeah, put down those 42 points, easily going over his FanDuel total of 27.5 at game time. He was sensational. Was a plus 3. But the fact of the matter is, even though you are an MVP candidate, you still need some help in the NBA. Take a look at what happened here from the other quote-unquote superstars on the Milwaukee Bucks. Jrue Holiday, 39 minutes, 7 of 21 from the field, 17 points and a minus 3. We thought he would have to approach at least that 20-point number to keep the Milwaukee Bucks in the game. Came up a little bit short. Let's take a look at Chris Middleton. And I know my cohort here on the show said, you know what? I can't get enough under shares here on Chris Middleton with the Milwaukee Bucks, and he was absolutely correct. 41 minutes out of Middleton, 5 of 16 from the field, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, sounds good, 11 points, and a minus 15 for Chris Middleton. That cannot happen in the NBA Finals. Your big three needs to show up, not just the big one with Giannis, who was absolutely sensational in this basketball game. As we look forward to the weekend card here, game three will be on Sunday, and a lot more to go over a little bit later here in the show. And how about some injury information in game two here? Torrey Craig injured in game two, and by goodness, got hit by a freight train. Giannis coming down the paint, charging hard, barrels into him, knee buckles. More of like Giannis's knee going into Torrey Craig's knee. Looks like it's a knee contusion, but obviously more tests will be done on Torrey Craig. You don't want to lose him as well because you still need those bench advantages here if you're looking from a Suns perspective. Dario Saric already out with a knee injury, ACL tear. You'd hate to see Craig go out in this game as well. Adding depth to that bench, you don't want to lose it. You want to add it and keep it healthy there. So we'll see how that plays out. And how about as we transition over into Major League Baseball, those Philadelphia Phillies. Yesterday didn't perform well after two really good games over in Wrigley. And how about the Philadelphia Phillies with an 8-0 win on 11 hits? Joking around on the show last night in Play Sports Tonight, both myself and Kevin said, you know what? We're going to take a crack here on some base hit props. Able to get the base hit prop down on Bryce Harper, but also we were joking around saying, boy, look at Miller's statistics right now. Really adds up here. Maybe a lefty going against a righty with Alzolay. Maybe you should take a crack at a home run prop with Miller. Boy, if you did, three home runs on the night. Let's welcome in the radio audience here. Also, Sirius XM Channel 204 and the Mightier 1090 AM. Welcome in. 2 hours ready to get after here as we continue to recap Major League Baseball and those Philadelphia Phillies. As I was stating here, how about that? Three home runs by Brad Miller. Put the guy in each and every night if you're going to get this type of output here by the Philadelphia Phillies on offense. Winning three games out of four against the Chicago Cubs as the Cubs continue on that downhill spiral as we get through till the All-Star break. The only question left with the Cubs here, sellers at the deadline? Just maybe so. How about Urias notches his league-leading 11th win for the Dodgers as we saw them take care of business yesterday, salvaging a game versus the Miami Marlins. And boy, I got to tell you, like, we're gamblers out here, right? If I were to tell you in this game, the Dodgers would play six runs before the fifth inning, the Marlins would add one. So if we're doing simple math here, that's seven runs, looking at a total of 7.5, maybe around 8 in this game. Got this one in your back pocket, right? Not so fast. Bullpens hold it down. The 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings, folks, not a single run crossed the plate, but an impressive performance by Uria. How about McGregor and Poirier heating up here as we head into the weekend, the trilogy. Back in 2014, McGregor won the first one by knockout. Poirier returned the advantage earlier in this year, so we set up for three, but I always like the press conferences here by Conor McGregor. Strikes that Irish fighting pose. They take a couple pictures. Then he throws the kick in there with that purple suit. Can't get enough of that stuff here. And also, let's keep in mind, this isn't actually a title fight, but one of the most impressive things that we've seen so far, the ability for Conor McGregor to draw at the UFC. Fans back in town in Las Vegas should be a great one here. And how about this one, though? COVID pushing back Fury Wilder 3. Tyson Fury contacts the COVID-19 virus. So his July 24th bout is off. So, hey, it would have been nice to see that, right? You're waiting for boxing to get back in, not just boxing where it's, YouTube stars versus Floyd Mayweather, but we had a true heavyweight championship bout that we were going to enjoy. Not going to be so. We'll see if they set a new date and time. We'll certainly keep you posted if we do get that information. And time to talk a little bit of NFL. Patrick Mahomes feeling great ahead of training camp. Bebopping around in the backfield. I'm running around. I'm throwing sidearm passes. The MVP favorite maybe on the rise here. More to come here right here on the Early Line. Two action-packed hours. We got you covered right here on the grid.
Non-stop live.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Folks, welcome back into the Early Line on a Friday, and it's time to dig in deep to the NBA game we just saw last night between the Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks. But before we do that, as you guys know, Tropical Storm Elsa rip-raring up the coast here. Yes, Kevin is here. He is available. Just trying to work out some details here on the audio to bring him back in. Or, guys, do you think he's out there just saying, you know what? Let's see if Donnie can sink or swim here out here on the microphone. We'll handle it, Kevin. You just sit back, wait, and relax and listen to this great segment that we have here. Getting into it now. 118-108 final. I have to be real with you guys out here because you guys listen to us all throughout the day here at the Sports Grid Network. You know, Kevin and I do a show at night in Play Sports Tonight. We like to fire up some wagers on the FanDuel Sportsbook. We like to have fun. We like to bet those. We like to cheer those in as well. Things went extremely well on one part of the night last night before we get down to the exact breakdown of this basketball game. We had a 3-by-2, which means we needed 2 3-pointers to go down in the first 3 minutes of the NBA game last night. And then also in the second half to do the same exact thing. It actually hit and won at a big number price at over plus 400. That was the great part of last night. But we like to bring you into what we look at and sort of see throughout the night. I want to get to a couple things that I did. You had a same game parlay. I should say I had a same game parlay last night. Great thing on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Bet $10 on a long shot parlay. If you lose it, you get the site credit back of $10. So I play last night to start off. Then let me just take a long flyer on this one. A 20-1, which means bet $10, probably going to return back about $200. Giannis Antetokounmpo to get the first basket. Oh my goodness, there goes Giannis down the court with a slam dunk. He's in. The hardest one is down. And if you watched the show yesterday on the early line or even listened to us last night, I was all Giannis up, meaning you couldn't give me enough shares of him to score points in this basketball game. 25.5, 26.5, 20. No. He's going to go way above that. And he did. Two legs down. Brooke Lopez, where are you at for me last night? 4 of 10 from the field, 8 total points. I needed you to get the 13 to hit a 20-1 parlay. Okay, but that's not where the best part ends. Because, hey, Donnie, what did you want out of this? It's 20-1. It's hard enough just to win one thing. You got lucky with the Giannis first basket, and it's a shame we didn't see it play out. But get this one as we built another parlay last night for the three-point props. And here we go, right? Laying down in my bed, because you guys, look, I'm 43 years old. Sometimes I can't stay up all the way through the game. Maybe I'll roll over and see some of the final scores here. But I waited until the late third quarter. Chris Middleton hits a three-point shot, and I'm just about to text Kevin, my co-host here, and say, you know what? Everything worked out well. Got the easy parlay down. I go to bed. It's a winner. It's beautiful. You know, wake up in the morning, check in. They reversed it. So now apparently a 23-point shot, excuse me, a 23-foot shot is a two-point shot now. So having that one stolen from me in the middle of the night put me in a little bit of a damper mood here on a Friday. But hey, beggars can't be choosers. Hit the big one here. Almost had a very good shot. Also, another odds boost here at the FanDuel Sportsbook to get 60 points in the first quarter. Wasn't meant to be on that one, but a lot of fun all the way around. Let's get into the Phoenix Suns game. Because, hey, look, you guys know, you're with the same things. Like, oh, I just needed one more point here, one more rebound here, one more assist here. I like to bring you guys into what we actually look at for these games and cheer on and have fun with. Game 3, certainly on Sunday. We won't be on the air, but we are going to have a lot of fun. Let's take a look at this game and how it broke down last night. How about P.J. Tucker in the first quarter? Was he going to lead the team in actual points? Finished with 7, which is a miracle that he got that high. Giannis, as we said, with 42 points. But the crux of the problem here, the next three starters here for the Milwaukee Bucks. Chris Middleton, 41 minutes. Brooke Lopez, 28 minutes. Jrue Holiday, 39 minutes. If you're playing that much, you can't combine for a minus 19 in an NBA Finals game on the road. Now, most of the time, we look back and say, hey, what's taking place in this game or what's going to make sense for the rest of the way down the series? Usually the road team here, you got to steal a game on the opposing team's home court in order to say, all right, we got one. Let's handle our business once we get back to Milwaukee in that situation. They weren't able to do it. Double-digit losses in both. And also, Giannis played and played very well in both of those games. But you can't have Chris Middleton be that hot and cold guy. Kevin brings it up all the time. Look, he had one good game on the road. I'm going to fade him in game 2 because I don't think he can actually do it again. And he couldn't do it again. You can't have a superstar max level player shooting 5-for-16 in big moments. And yes, people, 1-for-6 from 3-point range, which should have been 2-for-6, but stolen from me. Look, I can hold grudges here with the best of them. But as we look also, Connaughton coming off the bench playing well. Still, he scored 14 points, guys. And he was a minus 14. So maybe the defensive prowess of Pat Connaughton not working out, but 4-of-9 from 3-point range. Now, if we swing it down to the Phoenix Suns and how they played last night, this is exactly how championships are won. Take a look at Devin Booker. 12-of-25 from the field, 44 minutes played. But you need your stars to step up in big moments. 7-of-12 from 3-point range. 31 total points in this game, a plus 10. Let's take a look at Chris Paul. Steady hand out here. 10-of-20 from the field, 50% shooting, doing the math. 41 minutes, 3-of-5 from 3-point range, and also adding 8 assists. So he goes for 23 points with a plus 9. DeAndre Ayton, a guy that we thought like, boy, he's got to play really well, maybe, you know, 18, 19 points, 17 rebounds in order for us to win. Didn't even need that last night. Finished at a plus 10 with only 10 points. A 4-of-10 from the field, grabbing 11 rebounds. But here's the part that you love. Mikal Bridges stepping up in the biggest moments here. 38 minutes played, 8-of-15 from the floor, 3-of-9 for 3-point range, 8-of-8 perfection from the free throw line. 27 points and a plus 7. And Jay Crowder wakes up from the 3-point line, 3-of-5, scoring 11 points. So if we break it down here for the starters, since it was a 10-point victory here by the Phoenix Suns, 31 points out of Booker, 23 out of Paul, 27 out of Bridges, Crowder with 11, and Ayton with 10. But also look at the plus-minus numbers. Plus 10 for Crowder, plus 7 for Bridges, plus 10 for Ayton, plus 9 for Chris Paul, plus 10 for Booker. And then also the bench helping out. Hey, Frank Kaminsky played a minute, but you know what that minute was? It was a plus 2. The only guy with a negative 2 or minus 2 was Nader, who also played 1 minute as well. Getting good production out of the Cams, as I like to say. Cam Johnson, 18 minutes. Also, Campaign, 10 minutes. Both of those guys finished in the plus, combining for 10 points. That's what you need from a championship series. So as you heard the chants at the end of the ball game, raining down in Phoenix, Suns in four. Looks like it might be at this point. So why don't we dip into the FanDuel Sportsbook here as I bring up the odds as we check out for the Phoenix Suns. Let's quickly take a look at some of the wagers that you can place in the NBA Finals. Take a look at this number now. What were we looking at before the series started? Maybe somewhere around the Suns, minus 180, minus 190s in that range. Take a look at the Suns now if they're winning two games on their home court, handling their business. A minus 480. If you like the Bucks, this is the time to jump in, plus 380. Because you're figuring you're going to get that home court explosion from the crowd. Did you see last night? Basically a filled arena and then another arena worth of people just outside cheering on the Milwaukee Bucks. I believe it was called, what, like Deer Park or whatever it was. But it was exciting to watch. They were cheering all night long. It's like they were showing that when the game was ending and everybody was crowding out. Every time they went live to the Milwaukee crowd, it was cheering. It was exuberation. The lights were going off. Then they showed them with about 2 minutes to go. And like maybe one guy was like, hey, yeah. Go Bucks at this point here. So interesting stuff, but they will get the home crowd boost in this one also. Now let's slide it down also as we take a look. The finals series betting. If you like the Milwaukee Bucks to win the next four games, which a little bit of a tall task, that is a 10-1 price, which I don't even think is worth it. I don't know if you could get me here on 20-1 or 30-1 at this point for the Bucks to go and win the next four games. But I do not think that they are going to be swept in this series, which we're going to have a hot or not segment just a little bit later here to try to really delve into what we think is going to take place in game three and also in game four. So some interesting thoughts there. Suns in four guy, if he's watching right now, guys, plus 430 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. So if you're holding up the fours here and you're ready to bet it, you can get it right now on Friday morning at plus 430 for them to close it out. A gentleman sweep here in the NBA Finals, which means the Suns 4-1, that, folks, a plus 190 number. So a lot of betting opportunities that we can certainly see here. And real quick, let's try to go over some of the player futures in here as well. Chris Paul is the theme. Favorite, minus 140 to win the MVP. Devin Booker at plus 270. Giannis with his massive performance again last night, plus 400. We're going to take it down. We're going to review it all much more here on the early line as we roll through here. 2 hours of action.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome into the early line, or you've been here, now here I am. We apologize for the technical difficulties, although maybe people prefer it. Donnie does an excellent job. I'm excited to be in the mix, though. Before we move over to the NBA MLB recap, I want to talk a little bit about the NBA Finals action here. Donnie's done an excellent job breaking it down. It was a miserable evening in terms of Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton not being able to make threes to help out Giannis or help out Donnie or help out myself. But I do have to make just two quick points on this series. The first has to do with the Phoenix Suns and giving this team their credit. Look, ultimately, you will never get me to move off my stance that they were not the best team in the West when fully healthy. I think that was proven through both series where they met up with the Los Angeles teams. But they are still a legitimately very, very good basketball team. And you see that in each and every game that they've played during this postseason. They have the guys that can step up when need be, whether it be a Mikal Bridges, whether that be a Jay Crowder. But they have your consistent performers, guys that they can go to in crunch time, and Devin Booker and Chris Paul. And those sometimes are very base-level things. I know it's not the meat and potatoes that people love to dive into, but just the ability to have two guys that you can get the ball to in crunch time that you can trust to close the door, like Devin Booker and Chris Paul, is just such a massive boost, and that's what this Phoenix team has in those two guys. Giannis, though, I have been very hard on Giannis, intentionally, because if everybody out there is going to tell me that he's the best player in the world, or at least has the potential to be, well, then we're going to measure him up against the LeBrons and the Kevin Durants of this world. Giannis is answering the bell in every way imaginable, not even out there at 100%. He has now played in both games, been the only starter who is a plus, the only starter. 42 points, 12 rebounds in 40 minutes on 68% shooting. I will say this, Donnie, the result is not coming unless the other two jabronis can figure this thing out, but Giannis is answering the bell in the postseason in a way that he has never done before.
Yeah, he is rising to the occasion. And, you know, the points that we make earlier saying, you know, so, oh, well, they haven't won since he's been back. Does he look like he's the actual problem here in the NBA Finals for the Bucks? Is because Giannis came back? I would hate to see what would have happened if Giannis did not play in the first two games, what the final scores would actually be. But also, Kevin, let's bring into simple shot making, right? And the hot and coldness of the Milwaukee Bucks is astounding. Take a look at last night, 9 for 31 from three-point range. That equates to 29%. Also, the free throws, as what they're called, they're free points. You should stack those up. 15 of 23, which is only 65%. Now, flip that over to a Suns perspective, Kevin. 20 of 40 from three-point range, exactly 50%. And you want to get to the line and clinch games? 12 of 14, that's 86% from the line if you round that up. That is how you handle your business. But let's see, Kevin, if this one flips over once we get to Milwaukee, because one of the always talking points I like is the bench and your shooting usually improves at home in your building in front of your fans. It absolutely has to. Maybe it cools the Suns a little bit, but can Giannis continue at this pace here? Because, look, we don't know what the knee injury is going to hold in a couple games. Maybe it flares back up. Maybe it's an injury that he's already behind him. But if you're saying here, I need Giannis to get 40 points every single night and play 40-plus minutes, not even to win, Kevin, just to have a chance, boy, oh boy, that doesn't hold well for the Milwaukee Bucks moving forward.
It's absolutely true. We talked about it when Kevin Durant went out there in that fifth game against the Bucks and played the best game of his career. And everybody's like, the Nets got this. Do they? Because that's for sure an unfair ask of Kevin Durant, right? And we saw that, you know what, that was an unfair ask of Kevin Durant. It is not slander to say that Giannis just played the best game he will play all series. He had 42 points in 40 minutes of work on wildly efficient shooting. Chris Middleton, and here's the thing, and I appreciate Donnie giving me credit for saying that, you know, play the Middleton unders. It shouldn't be that easy to predict an all-star to have a bad game. Shouldn't be that easy. But it's real easy. Oh, another road game off of a good road game? Yeah, he won't play. He had 11 points. He had 4.5. And nobody was surprised. That's the problem with Middleton. Like, we don't even lead shows like, can you believe this collapse by Chris Middleton? It's like, oh yeah, Middleton was bad again. And Drew Holiday should have been better. Like, it's just far too consistent that these two have not been stepping up. And again, that is why, no matter what anybody tells you, they are not the best team in the Eastern Conference. Maybe I'll get some pushback on the idea Phoenix was the best team in the West, whatever. Nobody thinks Milwaukee was the best team in the East. We know that that was Brooklyn. We saw that it was Brooklyn. And I'll tell you this as well, and I know people don't want to hear this, the 76ers should never forgive themselves for what they've done. They should never forgive themselves because they would have beat this Milwaukee team, but they couldn't figure it out against Atlanta, and it's their own fault. And when they have to blow the whole thing up, I'm sorry to bring it up, Donnie, but I don't know how they watch this and they're not absolutely. I don't know how you watch this and you're not sick to your stomach. This was their year.
No, it was. It's also, and you're also looking at a lot of teams' year here, because even if you could say the Sixers sort of underperformed in the moment, which they did, they should have been able to beat the Atlanta Hawks, and then obviously if you're in the finals, you see how it shapes up. But also take a look from a Milwaukee Bucks perspective here, Kevin. This is your year. You finally got here. And I love the Phoenix Suns. They are a really good basketball team, Kevin. But if there were some heavyweights out west that were 100% healthy, the task would have been a lot taller. You saw the Bucks get into the finals. Still a decent price here. What were we saying? Like minus 190? Basically because the Suns had the home court advantage here, so you get that extra bump. Roughly a 50-50 shot. If you're going to win it out of the East, this was your year to do it. Because teams are going to retool even in the East. Oh, yeah, the Bucks made it to the finals. So we're saying they're easily going to get back next year. Maybe the Sixers retool. And, oh, yeah, look at who's waiting in the wings. A healthy Brooklyn Nets team, as we assume. It doesn't get any easier. It feels like this is the year you had to take it down. But also, Kevin, from the flip side, the Phoenix Suns, the same way. If you're the Suns and you're going to get a championship, you better get it this year. Because everybody, including those Golden State Warriors, they're lurking next year.
It's absolutely true. It's this is the most open it is going to be when you factor in parity plus injuries. And Phoenix is taking advantage of it. Milwaukee, at the minimum, was able to come out of the Eastern Conference. And other teams might have to trade a former number one overall pick at a significant discount for a number of unbelievable reasons. We're going to hit more of this game in Hot or Not, so I want to just talk about some of the action yesterday that we saw on the diamond in Major League Baseball. Urias, a league-leading 11th win, that was mentioned within the headlines there. We see, obviously, the Athletics avoid the sweep, get a nice one in Houston, which was big for them as well. But I still want to talk about Brewers-Reds. I really believe this to be a pivotal series before the All-Star break. Cincinnati, at the minimum, Donnie and I said yesterday, need to come away with a split in this four-game set. They looked like they might be able to, you know, keep themselves in the mix here with a win in Milwaukee, but a late Garcia home run, you knew you were toast, because in comes Josh Hader, the undoubted best relief pitcher that Major League Baseball has to offer, and the door was shut immediately, and Milwaukee gets a strong win.
Yeah, and I guess if we equate this game to what we've been talking about, Kevin, all season long, it's the reason why a lot of the times I'm going to go up against the Brewers. I'm going to say, let's get in and out with the first five innings, because the back of that bullpen can quickly shut the door on you, which is exactly what took place in this game. And if you're just matching up, Kevin, isn't this the way it's supposed to go down? 3-2 after five innings, now you turn it on and say, Milwaukee now has the advantage, and a big-time advantage in the second half of this baseball game. It doesn't surprise me that this game ended up 5-3 on the back end, because this is what Milwaukee does. If you can just get good starting pitching, which they've had excellent starting pitching so far in 2021, hand it off to that bullpen, get some clutch hits. That is the game plan that you saw right there. Williams gets the win from the bullpen. Hader gets the save. That's a tough combination as we head down the stretch here in the second half of the Major League Baseball season, and exactly what you want for the playoffs. How do teams win championships here? With good starting pitching, great bullpen work, and getting some clutch hits in between. That's what the Brewers are doing. Watch out.
Absolutely. Unsurprisingly, the Yanks were unable to score in Seattle. It is what it is. I want to talk about the Phillies and the Cubs, though, because the Phils, while they gave up, I think, a disappointing one because Zach Wheeler was on the mound, your favorites, and Zach got touched up a little bit. You love the bounce back there. The Cubs unable to score in an Eflin start, and then against a Phillies bullpen, not a great sign whatsoever. And our boy, AA, keeps the streak alive and just continues to give up multiple home runs in a single game to left-handed batters. Miller was loving it. And even Didi went deep in this game, even if it wasn't off AA.
Yeah, how about that 3-5 last night for Didi Gregorius working his way back into the lineup here. And this is the Philadelphia Phillies team that we thought we possibly could get in the beginning of the season. Not the Phillies team that's throwing shutouts actually in Wrigley Field and winning 3 out of 4 against the Cubs, but a team that put up 8 runs when the opportunity presents itself with a decent bench. And Brad Miller came off the bench and hit 3 home runs, matched up very well against Alzolay, and it turned out into an easy victory. And also the home run props that we like to talk about. Like, hey, man, this guy's probably going to go yard one. Yeah, he went yard once. He went yard twice. He went yard 3 times. Had no shares of that guy last night. But a late double by Bryce Harper piqued my interest more, because we did have some action here on a build-out parlay on the FanDuel Sportsbook just to get a few hits here. Jesse Winker, we're looking at you this morning. But again, back to the Phillies. Great win here. Maybe that shows ownership, Kevin. We're only a couple games back. Let's add some pieces instead of just say, hey, we'll see what happens in the second half.
Yesterday on radio, Donnie and I were taken to task by our producer for continually calling home runs that we don't bet. It was a fair call out from our guy, JP. We absolutely deserved it. Can I mention something quickly, Donnie, here? The Mets, again, another delay. They're going to play another seven-inning doubleheader. When this all adds up, they're going to be missing, like, the added innings that are being cut, like, five games worth of innings they are going to be missing as these things continue to accumulate there. Is that an underrated problem with the seven-inning doubleheaders? Is that teams are basically just having their season nearly condensed in a way?
Yeah, it's interesting, too, from an all-around perspective, because let's take a look at a competitive standpoint. If you have a better starting pitcher staff than the other team, you have the deciding advantage here. But also, Kevin, think about the fans as well. You sign up for a nine-inning game, they tell you, oh, yeah, we're going to flip this 4 days later and put you at, like, a 2 o'clock start, like, only go seven innings at this point. Tough on the fans, tough on the players. Just an interesting perspective here in 2021, Kevin.
Yeah, the Mets are going to play 13 doubleheaders this season at a minimum. Nearly six full games missed due to the loss of 52 innings. Interesting stuff. We come on back. We'll give you hot or not.
Coming at you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We are back right here on the early line. Time for Hot or Not. We started off in the NBA. The phrase that has followed the Phoenix Suns since the second round of this postseason, Suns in four, is a question we are posing once again. Donnie, it's plus 430. Suns in four, hot or not?
Suns in four. Suns in four. Absolutely not for me, Kevin, here. Look, this is still a really good basketball team in Milwaukee. You're going now on their home court. Suns in four would have been much more appropriate, Kevin, if the home court advantage was with the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Suns went in and took the first two games on the Bucks home court before heading back to Phoenix. But in this instance here, maybe a gentleman sweep if that. But I'm not going to come off after the first two games by saying I think we're going possibly seven games and then turn it into after two games saying, oh, Suns in four at this point. Can they win it in four? Yeah, they can win it in four because obviously they have a 2-0 lead already. But the Bucks are going to have some home cooking here in games three and four. And also, Kevin, conspiracy theories abound. Big dollars in the NBA Finals. Bigger dollars as they go to a game six or seven here, Kevin. Absolutely not. This game's not ending in four. Suns aren't winning in four. They are winning, Kevin, just not in four.
I love it. I love it. Oh, I think it's very important that people like Donnie keep the conspiracy alive that the NBA rigs their outcomes as we're watching Suns-Bucks in the NBA Finals. I absolutely love that. I do absolutely agree that this is a not, though. Milwaukee has lost one game in Milwaukee this postseason. They're not going to lose two straight games at home in the series against Phoenix. The series price that is not posted right now, the series spread is Milwaukee plus a game and a half at plus 160. I do not think it is a mistake that they do not have the Milwaukee plus 2.5 games. It would likely be a minus price. It would still be a number that I would be willing to play. That would be significantly more interesting to me. I'll also bring it up, and we'll talk a little bit about it even in hour number two during Take It or Leave It, Donnie, but it does stand out to me how violent the home court advantage is seemingly being booked in this series. Milwaukee going from basically a 4-point dog to a 4-point favorite as this series shifts back to Milwaukee.
No, it's a great point you bring up. And also, let's take a look at fan bases here. Sometimes you get apathetic, right? Let's just say, you know, back in the 90s, you look at the Yankees. Hey, the Yankees are in the playoffs, and they're making a run to the World Series. Yeah, well, call me when they're actually going to clinch, and I might want to go to the game and spend all that money because you're spending, you know, I've seen this before. Now, take a look at these two teams, Kevin. Coming off of the pandemic where fans already weren't in the building, now you're telling them, hey, we're returning to the finals, and we can't remember the last time anybody was in the finals from these two teams. They're extremely excited. That crowd last night was raucous in Phoenix. And as I opened up the show here today, Kevin, talking about, well, wait a second here. The Bucks were on the road and they basically had a sellout crowd at the Fiserv Forum last night as well. They will be rocking and ready to go, but you are correct. home court advantage a huge difference here in the finals this year.
No doubt about it. We keep things moving in Hot or Not. Sticking, though, with the NBA, Devin Booker, the leading scorer last night for the Phoenix Suns. Hot or not, Devin Booker should be closer to Chris Paul in odds for the finals MVP. Chris Paul's minus 140, Devin Booker plus 270 right now, Donnie.
It's absolutely hot. He should be closer. He's playing well. He had a great night last night. But it just feels like if Chris Paul plays okay, coming off that big game one, if he just plays okay, his normal self the rest of the way and the Suns win, there's no way that he's not going to be voted, talking about Chris Paul, the MVP of this series. So when we talk about historic things that need to happen, if you're looking to plunk money down on that plus 270 number at this point, you're going to get a good fight out of Devin Booker. He's not going away. He's going to have some big games. But you're going to need then to basically have happen Devin Booker to play extremely well, the Bucks to win a few games, so you extend the series, and Chris Paul not play well, but yet still the Phoenix Suns win. Do you see what kind of convoluted situation I'm cooking up here for trying to get Devin Booker home? If Chris Paul is out there on the court and healthy and the Phoenix Suns win, no doubt in my mind Chris Paul at that minus 140 takes it down. But I do feel Booker should be closer in the odds because he has the ability to continue to play well. But the narrative, Kevin, is already set, and I don't see that breaking up. So absolutely hot, he should be closer in the MVP, but basically a not because I don't think he has any chance to win MVP.
Yeah, I see how you kind of split the deal there. That's why I lean towards the not, and that's what we're talking about with finals MVPs and awards that are voted on. If you out there, Devin Booker is going to outplay Chris Paul. He's going to outplay Chris Paul. Okay, he can and still not win this award. He has to comfortably outplay Chris Paul. You could argue right now it's even. And again, if it's even, it's Chris Paul. If it's a little bit Devin Booker, probably Chris Paul. And if Chris Paul's better than him, then there's no world Devin Booker's going to take it away from CP3. That's why it feels fair to me. I think right now CP3 at minus 140, for them to win an additional game and his odds not to jump up, you see how that speaks to them moving Devin Booker up. His odds cut basically in half. I think there's a world in which you could see it move closer. I'll also just bring it up, Donnie. Giannis, I can't do the plus 400. I understand it. They're plus 380 to win the series. It's an extra 20 bucks if you're a $100 player. He is the MVP if they win finals MVP. But his odds are going down, down, down as they lose and lose. That's why I can't get there on the Giannis number. It just doesn't feel like I'm getting a fair shake.
No, certainly. And they usually the winning team, they're just going to pick off of them. Now, let's just say Chris Paul goes down with an injury and Devin Booker goes down with an injury and somehow the Suns still win the series, then maybe Giannis creeps back into it because he can drop 40 a night and say, well, actually, he was the very best player in the series overall, which is the way you're supposed to look at it regardless. But we know the winning team, you take the best player off of the winning team. Seems like that's going to be Chris Paul here. We'll watch it play out as it does. But again, game three, Giannis throws up another 45 points and the Bucks win. Those numbers are going to decrease as well.
No love for DeAndre Ayton. His points, rebounds, and assists not coming close enough to Giannis, I get. What a bird.
I think campaign. Had a little campaign action for MVP. Come on.
Yeah. Give me Cam. What about Cam Johnson? I mean, this guy's an absolute sniper. Yeah.
What about Bryn Forbes?
All these better,
I would like to take a shot
all
at
all these
Forbes.
Guys, sure. Better options than Chris Middleton or Drew Holiday is what it turned. I love that Middleton is in the finals and is now 90-1. Like, it's unbelievable to watch the way that, you know, the inconsistencies there. Let's bring some Major League Baseball into the fold here. Gerrit Cole goes to Houston this week, and he is going to be in the spotlight, struggling. His odds to win the Cy Young, dropping. Donnie, hot or not, Gerrit Cole needs a win versus Houston to maintain his status as the AL Cy Young favorite.
I don't think so. He's actually slipping a little bit here, Kevin, but when you look at the odds market on the FanDuel Sportsbook for the Cy Young Award winner for the American League, he sits as a favorite still, minus 105, and Carlos Rodon plus 200. We're talking about a Yankees team close to double digits out of it in the AL East, and also he's not pitching that well at this point now, so you figure that would dissipate, but he's still the favorite. He's still a pedigree pitcher. I would supremely doubt, and I know we like to knock these guys for maybe doctoring the baseball and the spin rate is down, not playing well, but you know, he's always been a good pitcher. If he has an average second half, I'm not talking about like an ERA of 5. Let's just say his ERA is 3.5 the rest of the way or a little bit higher, 3.75. are we going to give it to Rodon or Lynn? Now, you're talking about teams that are probably going to win their division behind them, but you're just seeing this big push by Gerrit Cole after a fantastic start to the season. Oh, yeah, he still plays for the Yankees, but also uninspiring guys behind him, because you're not talking about a guy like a Jacob deGrom level or a Trevor Bauer that's always in the mix, or even a Shane Bieber who's sitting at 25-1. It just seems like, Cy Young Award winner Carlos Rodon or Lance Lynn just doesn't fit. It's almost like they're willing the winner to go to Gerrit Cole because of the pedigree overall. He just has to pitch decent the second half of the season. Maybe the Yanks hang around. I agree he's still the favorite and should be, and I think he will win Cy Young.
I see it the other way. I think it's hot. I think he needs to have a big performance. You can kind of marry the two. Pitcher wins is totally irrelevant. But I think Gerrit Cole needs to go out there and take the ball and put on the kind of performance that not even this Yankees lineup could possibly lose. Because we talk about the baseball writers and the narratives. Everything that he did in the first half of the season will be dropped in a bucket and forgotten about if they go, look, he can't play without the spider tack. That's what's going to happen to him. And whether Rodon or Bieber or whoever you want is maybe not necessarily having a better season than Gerrit Cole. It's what we, I feel like, just talked about with Chris Paul in a way. I almost feel like now Gerrit Cole needs to get back to that dominant self, Donnie, or all of that good that he had built up feels like it could come undone. And going to Houston is, for so many reasons, Donnie, it is such a monster start. That rivalry is going to exist between those teams. Gerrit Cole was a part of the cheating Astros, now a member of the New York Yankees there. This is his return to Houston. He's not been back to Houston since, he left and became a member of the New York Yankees. He steps up. He answers the bell. That answers a lot of questions. He gets rocked the way that he has, Donnie. I really think we could see him slip down and lose his status as the favorite.
No, I hear you on that point. I really do. But I don't see anybody on his heels like, oh, we're going to, maybe a no-hitter or a perfect game can boost them up. You should get an added boost here, Kevin, by having your team in the division fight and to win it, which the Yankees seemingly aren't. But we always like big names, right? We like big stories, big cities with the Yankees. That's what I see here. Mm-hmm. So I think if he's average in the second half, he's still going to hold weight here as the favorite.
I like it. I want to bring in the NFL. Again, football, Friday, all works together. And in our headlines, we talked about a little update that we got on Patrick Mahomes feeling good after the toe. You almost forget he kind of finished the season a little bit banged up there. And I wanted to bring that in because, again, we're kind of projecting what we're going to see. And you can bet right now on the FanDuel Sportsbook to win the MVP, where Patrick Mahomes a plus 500 favorite. Donnie, hot or not, Patrick Mahomes to win MVP.
Absolutely, I'm going absolutely hot at this point right now. A little bit up in the air for Aaron Rodgers, who's second place on the odds board at the FanDuel Sportsbook at plus 1,000, which obviously is 10-1. But Mahomes, that's a nice price at 5-1. What are you going to get out of Patrick Mahomes this year? Healthy entering into the season, a ridiculous rebuilt offensive line now, all the weapons in the world to deal with, Andy Reid doctoring up that playbook to make sure everybody is wide open seemingly, and also a run to the playoffs and the Super Bowl. It's going to be hard to knock him down. If you say, look, Aaron Rodgers is going to come back under center here, Kevin, and he's going to play the entire season and play well, there's a chance for him. Tom Brady getting older, does he really need to throw 50 touchdown passes for Tampa Bay to win? No, they have an electric defense. Josh Allen, some of the inconsistencies that he shows, but in order for Josh Allen to win MVP, he's going to have to number one outplay Patrick Mahomes and probably have the number one overall seed in the AFC because his team was better than the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm going absolutely hot right now. Patrick Mahomes, for me, should be the MVP, should be the leader in the clubhouse, and he's coming in healthy. We've already seen what he can do in the past, Kevin. There's no stopping this guy. 5-1, that's a good price on MVP. I like Mahomes.
I absolutely agree. I think it's absolutely red hot. Yep. He's plus 500. He is half of the next closest quarterback, and it makes all the sense in the world. We don't even know if Rodgers is going to play week one. I know Donnie has a lot of confidence in it. I do not. Brady is more about results than big-time performances. You're better off investing in Bills' futures than Josh Allen to an MVP. I don't think they'll give it to Lamar until he does more work in the postseason. Dak and the Cowboys, at 15-1, is that really a fair enough price for a team that was a 1-3 in the four games that he started and finished last season? Matt Stafford is the other quarterback at sub 20-1. going to a new team, it's a lot to ask. Mahomes goes out there, wins week one, throws three touchdowns and 300 yards, and they will cut his odds down. You only need one good performance. I really think that Patrick Mahomes at plus 500 might end up making a big-time play as we get closer and closer to the season. I think it's absolutely hot. We take a break here on the early line. We come on back. I'm very excited to give out our hero of the night right here on Sports Grid.
Sports gaming insight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do it. It is that time once again to give out our hero of the night. Donnie and I have become the captains of the 3x2. There's no other way to put it. I challenge anybody else to say that they care more, that they invest more. It is foundational. Yesterday, we forced Coach James Young, if he was going to join us on radio, to bet the mega 3x2, which was played in the first game of this series. What this is we need two threes within the first 3 minutes of both the first half and the second half. Well, in the first half, job done. Thank you to Jay Crowder. Thank you to Mikal Bridges. We now sit there, bated breath. Donnie stays up the whole way, watching the second half beginning. Drew Holiday makes one, his only make. Thanks a lot, Drew. But then the man himself, the hero of the night, 31 points in the game, a win, not as important as knocking down a 31-foot three-point shot to bring home a plus 420 boost on the mega 3x2 and come home, Donnie, with hero of the night honors.
Yep, after it was a great hero of the night, but after the show is over, Kevin asked me the question, Donnie, you going to stay up for this one? Absolutely I am. So I'm laying down in bed. The second half starts. The Drew Holiday three ball goes down. Kevin crawled out of bed, stood right in front of the TV, holding my phone, getting ready for that congratulatory text. And I see that monster shot that Booker puts up. I'm like, no way he makes this shot. And the minute it went down, it was euphoria late night in the right side household. Exactly the way we wanted it. A true hero of the night. Enjoyed it. Amazing stuff. It was great to have Coach on to enjoy it with us as we were screaming for the first part of the leg to go down. Don't let us down, Phoenix. And they did not in the second half. Fantastic stuff. Cheered it on. And now that is now the leader in the clubhouse, Kevin, for biggest odds boost that I've hit.
A historic plus 420. I maintain, I was like calm, just kind of acting like nothing was going on because I've been yelled at for bringing my bets into people's eyesight too often in the basement. But once that thing hit, let's go! People are staring at me. Listen, don't worry about it, people. We got home a big time odds boost. Hour number two on the other side.
The only place to turn for expert sports gaming strategies and information.
But we just call it
The Edge.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.